Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 17, 2015. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A parliament expels 21 lawmakers from the breakaway MDC renewal team after the main MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said the MPs were no longer representing the interests of the MDC.
At least there's one place where the rule of law is being upheld. Hopefully, the rule of law in Zimbabwe will be upheld in every other way.
The University of Zimbabwe is temporarily closed after students riot over the suspension of classes following the downing of tools by lecturers.
Some of them they pay $900, some of them they pay $700, but they are not getting their services, so the students they are demanding these services.
And the South African government says it will start deporting Zimbabweans whose applications to remain in that country under the Zimbabwe Special Permits Program have been rejected.
A parliament today expelled 21 lawmakers from the breakaway Movement for Democratic Change renewal team after the main MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai wrote to the Speaker saying the legislators no longer represented the interests of the MDC following their expulsion from the party last year. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
After back and forth over the issue of whether the MPs should be recalled, the general expectation was that the renewal lawmakers were going to lose their bid to remain backbenchers after having largely survived by lucky over the past year. This is the first time since independence that lawmakers have been expelled en masse. Of the 21, four were Senate members, while the rest were from National Assembly. Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mdenda, said the lawmakers were expelled in terms of Section 129, subsection 1K of the Constitution, which says a member of parliament loses his or her seat if he or she ceases to be a member of a party under which they were elected to the House. He said he was notified by the MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora a fortnight ago that the lawmakers no longer represented the party's interest. Mudenda said, though, former MDC Secretary General Tendai Biti had written to Parliament challenging Monzora's notification, there was no evidence that Biti and his colleagues had sought to interdict the Congress or challenge its outcome. The Speaker said his ruling on the matter in 2014 was on the basis that there were two High Court cases on the MDC leadership wrangle, which have since been withdrawn.
In the absence of a court order setting aside the MDCT party's decision to expel the affected members, I am obliged to declare the seats vacant. To that extent, the position of the Constitution in Section 121, subsection K, is unambiguous regarding the declaration of a vacant parliamentary seat.
Among those expelled are Tendai Biti, Harare East, Willias Matsimure Kambuzuma, Lucia Mativenga Kuwadzana, Paul Mazore Glenview, Solomon Mazore Zvaresekwa, Vectemba Nyati Mpopo Mapelandava, Rejimoyo Luveve, Albert Mhlanga Pumula, Moses Manyengawana Highfield West, Samuel Spepa Ngomolo Bengula, Roslyn Gomo Cholocho North, Settlement Chikwinyambizo, Gordon Moyo Makokova, Arnold Tsunga Dangamvura and Evelyn Masaiti, Judith Mjavaje and Gladys Mate, who represented Harare, Mashingo and Vulawayo respectively under the proportional representation system. Expelled from the Senate were Rorana Muchiwa of Chikomo, Sekai Holland of Chijanje, Wachisfanda from Matabeleland South and Patrick Chitaka of Manicaland. Speaking after the expulsion, Solomon Mazore said they for now will respect the Speaker's ruling.
This is an unnecessary slap in the face. It's an unnecessary drawback to the people of Zimbabwe. But I can assure you, we are not moved We are not disturbed in any way. We remain focused. We remain concerned about the plight of the people of this country, Zimbabwe, the country that we love so much.
Holland said at least the parliament had shown the rule of law existed in the country.
At least there is one place where the rule of law is being upheld. Hopefully, the rule of law in Zimbabwe will be upheld in every other way.
MDC Renewal Party spokesman Jacob Mafume slammed the ruling, adding they will be taking the matter to court. Meanwhile, political analysts said today's ruling would hamper any efforts by opposition parties to fight ZANU-PF as a united front in the 2018 elections. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute director Pesai Rwanya said the ruling, however, puts to rest the issue of who is in charge of the MDCT.
The ruling by the speaker will have very disastrous effect on any form of unit, on any form of coalescence between the rival groups, the one led by Mr. Tsvangirai and the other led by Mr. Biti. It means that moving forward, it will be very difficult for these people to come to an understanding on any issue.
He said that while the party said it would not participate in any by-elections until democratic reforms are implemented, it is now likely the party will field candidates in constituencies declared vacant today, as most of them are in their strongholds. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.